Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, 11/23/74. Today is 3/23/26. This is a 46-year-old gentleman. No, 48? No, 51, right? Yeah, 51-year-old gentleman, right? Yeah, 51-year-old gentleman. Originally from New Orleans, a shipyard worker, S-H-I-P yard worker. He's single, doesn't have any children, long-standing history of diabetes, high blood pressure, has caused renal failure. He's very much wheelchair-bound. He's quite debilitated. He's very short of breath. He's obese. He just had an amputation right above the knee with open wound, requires wound care, period. Near paragraph, patient has had many, many hospitalizations regarding his renal hemodialysis and access placement. Currently, he is dialyzing from his right chest via Quinton catheter into the right subclavian vein, period. He's had many accesses before on the right side and the left side. Last February, when they were doing a fistula formation on the right side, he had cardiac arrest times two, and he almost didn't, and died twice, period. Since then, they have decided to use the Quinton catheter and have not tried to do any further access placement. Family history, mom died of accident, dad died of diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney issues. Allergy, grapes, social, he does smoke, he doesn't drink, he has obesity, most likely sleep apnea, peripheral vascular disease, severe. He has oxygen. He has nebulizer that he uses on a regular basis. He's very debilitated and wheelchair-bound. Medication, Tylenol 325, 1 to 2 every 4 to 6 hours, PRN for pain. Aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Lipitor, 20 milligram a day. Albuterol, 2 puffs, 4 times a day. And albuterol per liquid, 2.5 milligram per 3 cc per nebulizer. Atrovent per nebulizer, Neurontin 100 TID, Miralax PRN constipation, calcium carbonate 800 milligram TID, Robaxin 750, Q6 hours PRN for muscle spasm, for cardio 30 milligram XL once a day, period. Nipiragraph, despite medications for blood pressure, his blood pressure is elevated at 167/106, repeat 160/105, period. Nipiragraph, patient cannot take further any, patient, they cannot increase his blood pressure medication because he drops his blood pressure down always during dialysis, period. Nipiragraph, best course of action would be something PRN on the days that he doesn't dialyze. Period. He's alert. He's awake. He's able to give me a pretty good history, but he tires out very easily. He's short of breath. He also has had a history of congestive heart failure, most likely related to sleep apnea and right-sided heart failure. Date of birth was 11/23/74. Blood pressure, once again, 167/106. Pulse of 107. Respiration is 22. Efebrile, otusat 90% on room air, heart positives, 1 positives, 2 tachycardic, lungs, bronchi and rales, abdomen, soft but obese, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, arm mucosa with an lesion. There's open wound present at the right side, below the knee amputation. There's also a decreased pulse in the left lower extremity and skin changes consistent with severe PVD on the left side, period. Assessment, 51-year-old gentleman, black gentleman, obese with history of long-standing diabetes, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, diabetic neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, severe with COPD, shortness of breath at all times, despite being on treatment despite being on treatment with oxygen and NEB treatment on a regular basis. He does not want to stop smoking. He has oxygen present in his bedroom, and he has a tank that he takes out, but he cannot smoke around. He knows he cannot smoke in his bedroom, period. His otusat drops in the high 80s and without oxygen at this time. He becomes very short of breath. Short of breath with any kind of activity. He's not interested in stopping smoking. Patient would like to be cared for at home, except for hemodialysis. He does not want to be transferred to the hospital because last time he was there, he almost died twice, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient meets the criteria for corpopulmonale, right sided heart failure, and end stage COPD under hospice care at home with oxygen NEP treatments, period.